everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Leighton 700 Piston a Minute, 10 telescopic stroker, 5 voices, and 1-click orgasm masturbator from Best Vibe. So, I got a new Leighton toy. See, check it out. It's Leighton, one of my favorite brands. They always make high quality toys. And this one is very high quality, but unfortunately, I can't recommend it for most people. It's a very strong recommend to a small group of people, no pun intended, but it's not a good recommend for the average person. So let me explain why. So you may have noticed that as far as toys are concerned, this one's on the small side. I mean, this, you could almost fit this in your hand. It's pretty small. What is it? Does it just have like a vibrator? No. This has a full telescopic masturbator with all kinds of stuff. And that's kind of the problem. It also heats up. So what it does, this is a telescoping stroker, where it goes back and forth and it has a heating element into it. I'll show you all of that. Very high tech, very high quality, you know, as what you'd expect from a Leighton toy. But the small size is going to be its downfall. But let me kind of give you a tour of the toy. So here on the front, I mean, look at the design. It's really cool. Again, Leighton always makes great stuff. Here is the console. You have power button on and off. This activates the heat. This activates the voices, which I never use. I never care about the voices. The voices don't matter to me. Actually, let me show you this. Okay, on and off, heat, voices, and then the plus sign cycles through the modes. And if you hold the plus sign for 2 seconds, it goes to its maximum settings. This is the one-click orgasm. And that's generally how I use these toys. I just turn it on full blast, party, you know. But some people like to explore the different features. They don't like to go all the way to 10. But, you know, I'm an experienced sex toy professional tester, so I'm not afraid to take it to 10. I always go like one step more. Anyway, on the back, you have a headphone jack, and you have the charge port. It uses magnets. So here is the charge cable. It's USB powered. It sticks on using these magnets. All right, and then you can see the light. There's a red light. Now that red light will also illuminate when the heat is on. So you turn the heat on, you'll see the red light illuminate. But also when you're charging it, the red light will also illuminate. All right, when you open up the toy, all right, there is the insert, and I will, now you may be wondering what's this for. This is to get the insert back in. I'll show you why you need that. But let's turn it on first. All right, so it's on. And you can see this is a stroker toy, but it doesn't leave. Like if I turn this to the side, it doesn't leave the toy. So it thrusts within the toy, but it doesn't leave the toy. Now this is its lowest setting. We'll turn it on to high. So we got medium. It's really powerful. Okay, here's high. Like I'm just holding it with one hand. I'm like, can I steady it? I'm trying to steady it. If I push it against the ground, like it's making my desk shake. I don't know if you can tell. This is like pretty powerful. Again, Leighton makes really good stuff. It may be hard to see like how fast this is going just looking at it like that. But if I turn it like that, you should be able to see how fast this is going. So let's see what the 2 second orgasm button is. I'll hold it down for 2 seconds. But before that, let's go through all the settings. So if you go a third time, then a different. See, this one goes like slow, fast, slow, fast. See, if I hold it gently, it kind of taps on my desk. It's really powerful. Here, I'll lay it down. You can see. Pretty powerful. All right, let's turn on the 2 second. Well, let me cycle through some more. But, I mean, you get the picture. It has like different patterns. All right, 2 second, let's go. All right, so this is it at its maximum setting. It's going, it's thrusting, it's living its best life, it's vibing. Now, there's no vibrator in this, it just thrusts. All right, so this feels good. It's got a nice, powerful thrust to it. No complaints there. Again, the light's on. So which means the heat is on. I don't have headphones plugged in, but you can cycle through the voices if you have headphones plugged in by clicking that button. Or anyway, all right. That's how the toy works. Pretty self-explanatory. Now to show you the heating element, I'm going to remove the insert. This is also going to show how to clean it. So you got to pull the insert out. It doesn't really come out easily. And if you look down into the toy, it's maybe hard to see. All right, let me see. All right, it's hard to see. Can I get a better angle? Light. All right, there are little yellow. Okay, there we go. There are yellow heating elements. All that yellow stuff with that, it looks like a little maze. That thing, it's all around it. It looks like a little maze. And what that is that they're basically wires that heat up. They're resistant wires that heat up, and they're on like this yellow medium so that the plastic doesn't get too hot. But what this does is heats up the insert inside the toy. So these little yellow maze-like wafers, these are the heating elements, and they cover most of the inside of the toy, which means it's going to heat up like basically two-thirds of the circumference of the toy. Now, supposedly, according to the website, it takes about 10 minutes for it to heat up. But yeah, it does, it heats up. But yeah, there you go. You're also going to get heat from the friction of using the toy anyway. So I'm not sure how much the heating element is actually a factor, but it is there. That's what you can tell with these like maze-like wire, you know, things that plug in, and there you go. All right. So, the way you get the insert back in after you've cleaned it. Now, it cleans up pretty easily. You pull the insert out, you turn it inside out, rinse it out, dry it, cool. Getting it back in is kind of a pain in the ass. You have to, because it goes in very snugly. So you have to kind of like push it in, and you have to use this stick. That's where this stick comes from. And you got to kind of like work it in to get the insert down into the toy. It's like loading a cannon. You gotta put the powder in and the cannonball, and that's how you eventually load the cannon, and blah blah blah. And there you go. Now it's ready to go. So that's about all for the toy. Here is the problem. To demonstrate the problem, I need to pull the insert out yet again. Now that I've just demonstrated how to take it in and take it out. All right. Here is the problem. This insert. You know, if you look down in here, there isn't a lot of stretching room. It's a pretty I'll turn it on just to show you what I'm talking about. You know, the whole thing goes up and down. The heating element, the cage, everything moves together. All right? So here's the problem. This insert is not very long. It's about four inches and some change for the entire length of the insert. And so what I found was this toy, it's basically for Asian guys only. Now, I'm not trying to shame anyone, but, I mean, the stereotypes exist for a reason. This insert just isn't very long. And despite the power of this toy, if you try to go balls deep into this toy, it will jam, and you'll see the red light flash, and then it'll turn off. And then you have to basically hold the power button, turn it back on, it doesn't automatically restart after a jam. You have to take it down and turn it back on. And this is just not long enough. It's, you know, like I can reach the end of it with my finger. I'm reaching the end of the insert with just my pointer finger. And I mean, again, I've mentioned this before, I don't have like a giant dick or anything. I'm not rocking any impressive dick that anyone's gonna remember, but my dick is longer than my finger, I can tell you that much. And this insert just doesn't have the length. And so this just needs to be longer. I don't know if they make a longer version of this toy, I'd be very interested in that, because I'm very impressed with the power of the motor. I'm impressed with the heating elements. This is a very, very robust, well-made, well-designed toy. It's just too small. And I understand that this is primarily, like, Leighton is a Chinese company and their primary market is Asia. So I totally understand, you know, the appeal of a toy like this. You know, it doesn't need to be that long because the people who will use it, their dicks aren't very big. You know, it is what it is. But if you're trying to sell this outside of the Asian market, you can't be rocking this 4-inch total capacity thing. I mean, that's ridiculous. You gotta at least 6. I'm not asking for much. Just, I'm really just like another inch and a half would have been great. I couldn't even begin to go balls deep with this. I was probably about a little like half. Getting in at about half, I jam it. Let me see if I can demonstrate. Let me put the insert back in and I'll try to demonstrate my unfortunate frustration. And this is one of those, this is actually one of those rare toys where I couldn't climax using it. I got so frustrated not being able to go balls deep in it. It's really frustrating. So I had to actually stop using this toy and switch to another toy because, you know, it'll get you all hot and bothered, but it won't finish the job because of the depth. It doesn't have enough depth. All right. So I'm just trying to get the insert down into the toy. All right, there we go. All right. So we turn it on. Oh, wrong one. All right, turn it on. Super ultra. All right, so now this is the ultra mode. So now I'm just going to use my finger. See that? And the light flashes. All right, let's do it again. Oh. All right, it's on. Oh, hold on. All right, it's on the ultimate setting. Oh my God, it's going to be so great. Put my dick in. Jammed it. This is just my finger. My finger. I jammed this with my finger. Okay, I guess it does turn back on. But yeah, this is ridiculous. 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 So, this is gonna be... Now, if you have a small dick, if your dick is like about 4 inches, you know who you are. If you've been waiting for the perfect toy for your micropenis, this is the toy for you, my friend. It's not bad in terms of price either. It's like about $100, which for a Leighton toy is a very reasonable price. But, if you do not have a micropenis, if you are rocking something between 5 and 6 inches, just like a normal dude who isn't Asian, this isn't the toy for you. It's not big enough. Now, if they make like, honestly, the toy's design is fine. It just needs to be extended. So I don't know if someone at Leighton can just make a longer version for the rest of us. The rest of us poor folks who have to carry around this giant tree trunk of a dick. Because it's quite the burden, I must say. You know, they can't all be winners, I guess. Again, this is a great toy, just if you have to have a small dick, that's all. It's a perfect toy for the small-dicked friend of yours. If you go to a bachelor party and get him this. If you know your buddy has a small dick, like, hey buddy, I know you got a small dick. Here you go. This is for you. This is my gift for all the laughs we've shared at your tiny penis. Anyway, thank you, Best Far, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. So if you have like a non-micro penis, don't get this toy. But Leighton makes other toys, which I highly recommend. Just don't get this one unless you're small. That's basically the lesson here. I know I've beaten the horse to death at this point. But check out the whole site. Get whatever toy tickles your pickle for a nickel. And use the coupon code. Save 15% at checkout. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching. And I'll see you next time.